Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 350. Jesus is our elder brother. Forever. Your eternal happiness is what the Lord Jesus Christ is concerned about, not just barely squeaking you through the gate so you can live in some New Jerusalem slum. Anybody who gets in, he wants to have a gloriously triumphant entrance that Paul likens to a Roman emperor returning after a great victory, loaded with spoils and all his enemies in chains. A vast multitude will watch you enter and they will cheer wildly for you. That moment in your experience will thrill your soul, and a knowing smile from Jesus will tell you how deeply he understands all about your part in the victory. But you could never be happy then unless you had experienced and endured tribulation and maybe even persecution for his sake. Marines who fight together in harrowing battles become friends for life. Do not think of Jesus as detached in some plush heavenly office enjoying luxury while you are battling alone here below. He does not say, "I did my part 2,000 years ago, and won my part of the battle, now it's your turn to fight." No, you are yoked with him and he is actually struggling with you, he is still fighting to win the great controversy. And more than you can imagine, he actually needs you yoked with him. There is one aspect of the conflict where your contribution will be vital, maybe can we say? You have a fraction of the 144,000th part of the whole great controversy for which you are responsible. It cannot end until every tiny fraction fits in. He specifically denies calling you slaves and calls you friends instead. The definition of friend is someone close to you who needs you, not just on nodding terms. It's hard to imagine it, but Jesus will actually tell you a sincere, big-hearted thank you. When it's all over and the smoke clears away. He is our elder brother forever.